Malana Maika Ume Puna Mehilo.
They chanted Malana Maika'u to Poliahuma, who reside on Mauna Awakea. Pualani Case and her family are part of the Mauna Kea Hui and Ohana. She ended her teaching career to oppose construction of the $1.4 billion 30-meter telescope. Case says the irreversible damage to the mountain outweighs all benefits.
First, they tell you it's going to create jobs for your people, and then they're going to give money to the school system, in this case, $1 million or so. And that's supposed to be enough for us. And at some point, maybe it is. But there has to come a time, at least for my family, that we had to see, was the collateral damage worth it?
Case says a 14th telescope, 18 stories high on the mountain's northern plateau, must be opposed. Enough is enough, she says. Lanakila Mangwil is with the Kukia'i Mauna movement and founder of Eola Mau Ikapono. Like Case, he says the TMT protest is not about science against religion.
Our culture, our spirituality, is our science. So the principal thing on this mountain, it is the home where our kupuna we see and we observe all of our water deities. Therefore, we understand the hydrology of the mountain and the role that it plays in our water cycles and in our aquifers and how the water moves across our aina.
Mangwil says the Mauna is the highest source of fresh water on the island, and ancient stories are told to protect, honor, and respect that source. He also says the State Department of Land and Natural Resources has assured them that they will be notified if and when work on the TMT project resumes. Robin Danner, currently the Kauai Commissioner on the Native Hawaiian Roll Commission, says policies for conservation lands impacting the Mauna must be raised to the highest levels of the federal government.
The Hawaii Admissions Act says, you guys want to be a state, then you got to take care of the ceded land trust, and you got to take care of Hawaiian homelands. And in 5F, it says, if you mismanage these lands, the United States government reserves the right to file a breach of trust suit against the state of Hawaii.
Case says there's litigation pending on the TMT project. Her goal, she says, was not to change anyone's mind, but to speak from the heart.
I'm asking you, don't judge us. We are going to be learning as we go, one step at a time. We will falter and then we will forward, but we will not leave. If we give up this piko, we may as well just lay down and say, take everything.
The Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, a network of 150 nonprofits in Hawaii and on the continent, hosted the annual convention. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.